Duduzile Zuma Sambudla has been released with a warning. The daughter of former President Jacob Zuma appeared before the Durban Magistrates Court on Thursday, where she faces charges relating to the July 2021 unrest. She is facing charges under the Protection of Constitutional Democracy Against Terrorists and Related Activities Act and incitement to commit violence after posts she shared on X, then Twitter, during the unrest. The unrest, which lasted for several days, was allegedly triggered by Jacob Zuma's imprisonment for contempt of court. The state has not opposed bail, and Zuma Sambudla has asked that it be set at 3,000 rand, in line with previous accused arrested on similar charges.
So considering the matter holistically, I am satisfied then that those exceptional circumstances do in the interest of justice permit your release on bail. Regarding the, just on those factors, if I may just mention that the bail legislation, one is, it's not geared towards making factual conclusions, but when they amended the bail legislation in 1998, it was designed for the courts to make an informed prognosis of what is likely to happen and not happen. And in view of all the circumstances placed before me, I can see nothing negative in releasing you on bail. The amount of 3,000 rand was suggested. I think, although not directly implicit in the submissions by the state, is that perhaps it has some degree of symbolism attached to it. I don't think the court should be in the business of making orders which are symbolic. We should be dealing with the matter as the facts appear before us and having invited the parties to make a submission thereon. I therefore decline to fix an amount of bail. In terms of Section 72 of the Criminal Procedure Act, I think all the circumstances in this case point to you being released on warning. So, Ms. Zuma Sambudla, the matter is transferred to the Durban High Court, which is currently just housed in the opposite end of this building, for the 20th of March this year at 8:30.
More than 300 people died during the violent riots and looting that erupted across KwaZulu-Natal and parts of Gauteng. In her affidavit read to the court by her attorney, Advocate Dali Mbofu, Zuma Sambudla said, the charges against her were malicious and politically motivated, aimed at settling the current regime's political scores with her father. She further threatened to take legal action against the NPA for malicious prosecution.
Although I cannot deny having sent some messages which have been misconstrued, I am of the strong opinion that no court can find that the violence in question occurred as a result or in connection with any incitement or any conduct on my part. The two things are utterly unconnected, causally or otherwise, in any sense envisaged in our criminal law. My conduct was only informed by my particular sense of outrage and the injustice meted out on my own father. This went much further than the objections of his political supporters and millions of other peace and justice loving South Africans who, like me, did not participate in any acts of public violence, either directly or indirectly. I also hold the strong view that the charges are malicious and politically motivated. They are aimed at settling political scores with my father by the current regime. Evidence in this regard will be led during the trial. Suffice at this stage that I am confident that a case of malicious prosecution will be well and easily established against the National Prosecuting Authority at the appropriate stage. I have instructed my legal representatives to pursue that action. 9. It is plainly nonsensical and petty to interpret words which I use, such as, quote, I see you, unquote, to mean that the people referred to or were influenced by my social media commentary.
Former President Zuma, Zuma Sambudla's brother Duduzane Zuma and MK Party leadership were in court to support her. Reporting for Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.